Hello, family, we're Bob and Penny Lord. The attacks on Jesus began while he was still on the earth. They have continued down through the centuries. Would they have stopped immediately if we had stood up for our Lord? If we refused to participate in the bashing of our Lord and his church? Would the attacks on our church be going on today if we would have stood up anywhere along the line? If we would stand up now and say, "This is my God you're torturing, killing, spitting at. We have had enough. We will not stand by and see you hurt our Lord anymore. Stop. We say no. No more attacks on his Eucharist. No more attacks on his word. No more attacks on his mother. No more attacks on his church.
We will no longer stand by idly and like spectators who watched you die on the cross, Lord. We will not run from the mission you have given us, Lord. We ask your forgiveness, Jesus. We are giving notice to the world. We are the church. We are the mystical body of Christ. We will not allow anyone to talk against our Lord and his church. We give notice to those of you who have betrayed the trust our Lord has passed on to you. You who have betrayed his church. Well, no more. He will shepherd us through his vicar and the loyal bishops who are in union with him. Mother Mary is rallying troops behind Pope John Paul II. With him at the head of our army, we will defend our church. We are ready to live for our church. We are ready to die for our church.
When we began writing our book, This Is My Body, This Is My Blood, Miracles of the Eucharist, we did not know we were writing a defense of the real presence of our Lord Jesus in the Eucharist. We were just trying to share the gifts we discovered on our travels to the shrines in Europe. The treasure we have in our church. No sooner was our first book published than we became aware of God's reason for pushing us to write about his miracles of the Eucharist.
We started to hear from the faithful of the abuses against the Eucharist within and without the church. Then we began to know the sorrowful heart of our Lord Jesus. We could see what he saw, his children, those he had died for, lambs being led to slaughter.
In Auschwitz concentration camp, there is a sign which reads, "Those who ignore history are doomed to repeat it. Don't let it happen to you."
We can make a difference. Fight the good fight.
For more insights from Bob and Penny Lord, join them for their series, Super Saints, here on EWTN.